I listen faithfully to the voice within me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I listen carefully to the voice within me. I listen faithfully to the voice within me. So many times we say, I wish that my affirmations would bear fruit. I wish that my dreams would come true. I wish that what other people experience, I could experience. How they experience the fulfillment of their prayers, they experience the fulfillment of their desires so beautifully, and why don't I? Why don't I experience the fulfillment of my desires, the fulfillment of my choices, also beautifully, perfectly, and wonderfully? Well, the reason for that is very simple and very definite. We do not listen to the voice within us. We do not faithfully listen to the voice within. Now, when we faithfully listen to the voice within, what sort of things do we hear? I have many of my students who go to great lengths. They sit for hours in meditation. Very sincere. They sit for hours in introspection, listening to the divine within them speak to them. And while listening to the divine within speak to them, they hear all sorts of strange things. They hear all sorts of ideas and problems and concerns that might be in their mind and their heart. And these take over. These assume command in their inner thinking. And this is not a pleasant thing to have happen. However, it is what happens to the untrained mind. To the untrained vehicle, to the untrained person, to the person who is not self-disciplined. You see, all of our life, we have allowed ourselves to think thoughts that are not harmonious to us. We have allowed ourselves to hear comments from our beloved, from our parents, our family, our friends, our relatives, from our teachers, from the world about us, defining what they see us doing and what they see us being. Now, I've often thought how wonderful it would be to have 12 infant beings, 12 test tube babies who had never known their parents, had never known anything in the world except what they were taught. And taking these 12 children, 6 girls and 6 boys, for instance, and training them to be aware of their divine within, training them to listen to the divine within, to listen only to, so to speak, God speaking to them, never having been told no, never having been told that there were impossible things or that there were things they could not do, rather being guided to do the things that were possible for them to do and were real for them to do, teaching them the value of self-discipline, teaching them the value of having their minds dedicated to a purpose, being determined to follow that purpose, and being aware of what that purpose is, the diligence to be aware of it. Now, this does not come easily. It does come easily when that's all you have ever known. When students have been raised in a home where their parents are very educationally minded, these parents do not expect the student to be a rebellious person. They do not expect the student to not want to study. They expect their children to be just like they are now, interested in education, interested in knowledge, interested in developing their talents, interested in having a willpower to accomplish whatever it is they want to accomplish. And the children turn out that way when the parents have the time to spend with the children. Now, we hear stories of the Kennedy family and how they would sit around the table in the evening, and they would, or probably at all meals, and discuss what went on in the world, discuss world politics, discuss family politics, discuss all things. Now, there was one authoritarian ruler there, and there was a papa. Daddy was the boss, and what he said went. And his children were very obedient to their father. They didn't know any different. They respected him 100% and were obedient to his requirements of them. In this autocratic way of dealing with the children learned to have self-discipline for themselves, but only because they first were required to have self-discipline by their father. And their mother, of course, carried on this same idea because, naturally, she was harmonious with it. If the mother were not harmonious with this, the children would be in rebellion most of the time, because the children are around the mother far more than they are around the father. These people, they listened to the voice within them, and the voice within them had a message perhaps quite different than the voice you or I might hear. The voice within them was, they can accomplish anything they set their mind to. The voice within them said they were special. They were special above all other beings because they were a Kennedy. They were out of this family that was magnificent. They were out of this family of wealth, of power. They were out of this family of respect and honor. Their father was a diplomat. He was an ambassador, a banker, many other things. He's a wealthy man. Now, they had this respect. Let's not go into any details about how they got it and what they did, but just recognizing that this is what they believed. And they were taught to listen faithfully to their inner self, and their inner self had been trained to be magnificent. Their inner self was trained to be respectful, honorable. The inner self was trained to be able to accomplish anything it wanted to accomplish. Unfortunately, there was a death wish somewhere in that consciousness, a fear of death or an expectation of death, and it came to many of the Kennedys. And it's an unfortunate thing. It came down through many of the lines of the Kennedys and their children. Did it have to be that way? No. Does it matter? No. They were trained in this beautiful, sincere, powerful way, and they had tremendous results. Now, we're not concerned about some of the things that they were trained in, because they were trained sometimes, and more often than not, to feel superior to the rest of the world, to their creation. But they were trained, and this is my point here. You can be trained to be faithful to listening within and to have tremendous results. Would you like to be successful in whatever it is that you listen within and hear and follow and do? If you'd like to be successful in this, then that means that you give a tremendous attention to it. You give a tremendous attention to the awareness of what it is that you're working on. Now, what is it that we are working on? We are working on listening to the divine within, listening to the perfection within, our highest and best. Now, if we can use that as our criteria at all times, what is our highest and best? Not the highest and best of the world or of others, but our highest and best. And our highest and best is to create ourselves living a life where we are being ourselves, where we're fulfilling that divine reality within us. And we are thoroughly enjoying being ourselves. Now, would anyone take a mark against that? Of course not. We use the phrase, be yourself and have fun. This is the purpose of life, to be yourself and have fun. Now, as I just described it, it's acceptable. And as I just said it, it sounded rather irresponsible. However, it's the same thing. To do whatever is for your highest and best, and to enjoy doing it. Now, you must realize, I must realize, that this thought is a reality. Whatever is for my highest good, and I don't know what is for my highest good, I listen and I follow what the divine says within me, but I listen faithfully. But before I listen, I determine which one of the software programs in my mind am I going to listen to. Am I going to listen to the software program of my divinity? Am I going to listen to the software program of my community or my society? Am I going to listen to the software program of my playfulness? Am I going to listen to the software program of my responsibility to my world and to all that I have created? Am I going to listen to, what software am I going to listen to? And they get lots of it. Oh, we have lots of software. We've been putting in all this software because it sounds good when we know it's available. We read these books, and these books are a fiction and a fact, and we think, that's good information to put in my mind. That's good information. We listen to the news on the radio, and it tells us the problems of the world, and we say, we must be informed. Why must we be informed? So that we can add our unhappiness to the unhappiness of the experience that's taking place? We may be informed, if we wish, about all of the goodness on earth. Do we send out on our internet search for the good news? What's the good news that's happening in the world? Should we not be aware of that? Why should we be aware of the unhappy news that's happening in the world? The same thing, I listen faithfully to the voice within me. The voice within me is the voice that is for my highest and best. And the voice within me is the voice that is my creative self, that self which seeks only good for me, which seeks only happiness for me, which seeks only peace for me, which seeks only truth. I have to make a choice. I have to make a choice of what it is that I will listen to. What station will I tune into? What software will I utilize to conduct my activity and to bring about the desire that I have in my heart? What will I do? Well, the answer is really quite simple. We say, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. How do we think in our heart? Not that you should think, take what you think in your heart, because it could be a many, many things. It could be worry, it could be anxiety, it could be joy, it could be peace, it could be whatever you wish. But how do we think in our heart? Do we think for our highest and our best? Do we think all is in divine order? Do we think there is peace on earth and it began with me? Do we think I'm a wonderful person? Do we think that every thought that I have in my mind and every word and action that I do in my being is a word reflecting my highest and best? You see, there's the point that we have to make. There is the training in self-discipline. And we are never too young and we're never too old to begin with self-discipline. Never too young and never too old. In training my dog, people love Rex because he is such a big, lovable hunk of guy. And Rex loved to be loved. And Rex has a tendency to want to mouth you. He wants to hold you with his big teeth. And we tell him, be gentle, and he's gentle. Now, the teaching that I am doing with him is that he doesn't need to do that with his teeth. He can do that with his snuggly head, which he does. He can do that with his tongue. He can lick you and say, I love you. He can do it in all sorts of acceptable ways. I have to train him. I have to train him every day. And I have to train him not to jump up. I have to train him to do all things that are harmonious to having a dog. Now you say, well, what's that got to do with anything? Well, it's just a matter of training. When Rex is properly trained, he will show the training that he's had. He will show the discipline that he's learned. He will show the quality. He can be the biggest lovable chunk of guy in the world and yet not be acceptable by other people because he jumps up on them. And when this big lummox jumps up on somebody, you knock him right over. He's a 70-pound guy, and that's a lot of weight to throw at somebody. So discipline is tremendously important. And when I teach Rex self-discipline so that he says to himself, I should not jump up. When he says to himself, I should wait and take the food only when it's given to me. I should do this and that. You see, those are self-discipline. Then throughout his life, he will be a happy dog. He will be a dog well invited in the homes of everyone. He will be enjoyed by everyone, but only when he's disciplined. And so, you see, you and I, when we discipline ourselves to faithfully listen to the voice within, and it takes a little bit of concern because we have not done it up to now in a very effective way. We would like to be able to discipline ourselves, listening to the voice within, hearing an idea, and instantly manifesting or revealing that idea in its perfect and wonderful way. That's what the grand design is all about. That's what the purpose is all about. How soon are we going to begin disciplining ourselves? Disciplining ourselves, disciplining ourselves. And the idea is now. I am disciplined. I have self-discipline. I do all those things which are a blessing and a benefit to me right now. I listen faithfully to the voice for my highest good within me, and I follow it wonderfully, totally, perfectly now. How about that? Let's go for it, and let's experience it. I love you. I love you. I love you.